We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Her EP is out today. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Lay. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you feeling?
I feel good. How you guys
EP
feeling?
EP is out.
Yeah. Don't give us the generic answer. How you feel? What's your energy
good.
Like?
No, my energy is good.
Good. I'm glad to hear
you. You know,
that.
I was like, am I going to be nervous? But I feel like last time, the very first time, like Breakfast Club, I was so nervous. But I feel better now.
I think that's natural. I think anytime you have like there's good anxiety and bad anxiety, right? So the good anxiety is just when something means something to you, you're gonna feel something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it's a big day for you.
It is.
I saw in one of your vlogs you were going to audition some backup dancers in Miami, and you were nervous for that, and you weren't even the one auditioning.
I know. I don't know. I feel like I've been getting more nervous lately. Like I feel like back in the day when I was younger, like shows, I would just be like, it's lit. Like I would just be excited, and now I just feel like I just be getting nervous.
Cause you older, you got more responsibilities now.
Like more pressure,
Yeah,
I think the pandemic too, and then it was like you took 2 years off from performing in front of people, so it's kind of like, all right, we back again.
Yeah, exactly. So taking 2 years off is such a long time.
And how's the baby? How's the baby doing?
She's good.
How old is she now?
She's about to be one in August.
So how was leaving her home?
Oh, it's hard. Ooh. I like cried on the plane. Like I'd just be so like. It's a lot to get away from her to me because it's just like I work a lot. It's been really busy for me right now too. So, yeah, it's a lot.
You got a good support system?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I do. So how do you center yourself when you're nervous? Like when you're dealing with the anxiety, what do you do to center yourself?
Pray.
Okay.
That's probably my biggest is just pray. Before I step on to whatever I'm doing, I'm just like, okay, God be with me.
All right.
Yeah. I also saw you post what's the most toxic or what sign is the worst to date?
Right.
Let's talk about that. So you believe in
signs?
Yeah, astrology a little bit.
You know, I just feel like they're so accurate.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Our sign is very like, we're chill. We're very like down to do like whatever, very free spirited. I feel like that's how I am. I'm like always down to just do whatever everybody wants to do. We're very honest. Mm-hmm. Like, we're very honest. We just, we're sometimes too honest, where it's like, you didn't even need to tell me all that. What else? A Sagittarius.
What would you say you're compatible? What signs do you like?
I'm compatible with Aries. Fire signs. I'm a fire sign. So Leo, my baby's a Leo. Mm-hmm. Sagittariuses, we get along with each other. I think Aquarius is.
So do you ask somebody before you date them, like, well, what's your sign?
It's definitely a question. I feel like I don't even date people for real. But I'm saying, like, if I'm at, like, yeah, it's a question I'm gonna ask and find out just to see.
So what's a hard no? What's a hard no?
What signs do you stay away from?
Oh my Scorpio. God, guys. Scorpio? I've never talked to a Scorpio. I don't know. Oh, yes, yeah. Yours. Okay. Okay. I mean, Virgos.
What's wrong with Virgos?
Virgos, we just not compatible.
What's wrong with Virgo?
Are you a Virgo?
You know it.
You're not?
Yes, I am.
You are?
I am a little bit.
You know what it is? I think it's because I'm very, down to do whatever. I'm like, I'm not so precise. I feel like Virgos are very, like, perfectionist. And I'm not a super perfectionist.
Well, we're a little sensitive. I wouldn't say perfectionist.
Plus, Virgos can't make you come, I heard.
Oh my God. I seen that. You're so mean. Do they always get at you for this?
What did you see, Danny?
Oh my God, you know what I seen. Don't make me say it.
I think it's more like what she didn't see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know the story now?
Oh, nobody wants to hear this goddamn story again, man.
How many times does this
Everybody
come
knows. Danny, we don't need to hear the story, bro.
She said she's seen it. She didn't say she
understood. Oh, Lord.
I understand.
You know, me and my wife been together since 16.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful. I love it.
When we were early on, I did not know how to please her. I would watch porn, and I would just think it was...
Can we just get a draft that says all this?
And I was thinking,
I just brought it up so we could just move on fast.
You like to cut him, bro.
He said, I got to clear my name.
So I thought it was bang, 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 bang.
No.
Now, don't get it twisted.
No.
My mouth game was good.
Your mouth game?
Just my third leg wasn't too good.
No.
But we good now. That was a long time ago. We've been together 27 years.
When did you get it down?
It was 16, 17, about 25, 26.
Years old?
No, years later.
Oh.
No. When I was
25 years into a relationship?
No, yep. 10 years into the relationship.
Oh, she's so nice. She was just like, I love you. It don't matter.
She's so nice.
So what are some things that...
Thanks for joining us.
That's nice to her.
So what are some things that you can't compromise on in a relationship
Hilarious.
Now, would you say, for yourself moving forward?
I mean, it's a lot now because I have a baby and I feel like any man that's going to be around me got to be, you know, that. So... Who knows when that time will be, but, you know.
So you don't care if you date a man, he can't give you to an orgasm, right?
What?
I'm just messing with you. I missed it.
You said what? No.
You said what? No, I can't do that. That's my
Oh, that? I mean, every woman wants that. Like,
just joking, Danny. No, I'm not talking about orgasm. This is triggering to me. All right?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So the EP is called My Side. What made you feel like you needed to do this? Because it feels like it was a diary almost.
It was. You know, the time that I created it, which was 8 months ago, I was in that space. I was in that space to just sing about how I was feeling. And that's really how I was feeling. I hadn't really done that before. I feel like a lot of my albums, projects have been kind of like a mixture of just different emotions of, you know, but this was just like my side of exactly like how I felt in the moment of, you know, my past relationship.
Did you feel like you had to do it because you feel like the press gave everybody else's side and social media, and you heard so many different things, and it was like, nah, this is my side or what my real is or my truth is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I didn't think too deep into it. I really just created music. I really was just in the studio feeling that way, and then once it came out to what it was, I was like, oh, this is what it is. No one's really heard me. I don't speak that much on social media. I feel like even things, like, I don't super respond to things, so I was just like, it would be cool to just drop music, and you can hear my side of what it is and just move past it, too. You know what I mean?
Artists always say the music is therapeutic for them, all right? So was it, like, after you did it really feel that way? Like,
yeah, it did. And it feels like now just being able to drop it and move past it and just, it almost feels like closure. It feels like a chapter of a book where it's just, like, I get to close it and move on and then not be so personal. I don't want to be super personal in my music. That's why this project was just a lot for me to even, like, release. In general, because it was just like, you know, it's just so personal. So I was just like, okay, this is the last little chapter of it all. Let me just drop it and then move on.
Does it stop it or does it keep the story going though? Because now people want to ask me questions about certain songs.
I know, and I'm not even, that's honestly, it's been a hard thing. Like, I almost canceled this interview because I was like, I don't want to talk about nothing. I don't want to.
I understand.
Yeah, so it was just like a lot to even, you know. But I know how to, you know, answer. And it's not like I'm in a bad place to speak on things. I would never talk bad about nobody anyways. Like, that's not even the type of person I am. I'm not trying to have negative press around me. That's not how I like to get down. And I hate to see that type of stuff, honestly. So that's why, you know, I ended the project with a song for my baby, just to, like, you know, end it in a nice note and just, like, move on.
And see, that's got to be confusing when somebody be like, how's the baby?
I'm
serious.
You know, when
you said that at first,
that was the first thing I thought.
It's gotta,
I like,
be a little confusing. It's gotta be a little confusing.
I did.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, damn, Emmy already? I was like, Emmy already? I'm not gonna lie.
First question. Really?
I did. For a second, damn. I was like,
I didn't think that. No, I didn't think that.
Okay.
She knew what you meant.
I was gonna ask, did you feel like you have to step away from social media? Because we followed you, right? We followed you when you first came out. I seen when you purchased your first home. Uh-huh. I think in the DR, I think it was, right? I seen that. We seen when you stop at the gas station and do the dances and all that. Mm-hmm. But you got away from that. Was there a reason why? You just tired of people, or? Because that was the fun part of Danny Lay.
Right, it was. I used to do that all the time. I felt like that was my most, like, viral moments. Like, just my little fro and me outside dancing to one of my songs. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just like, you know, once I'm doing that, that was just the vibe I was in. And then after, you know, years, I just... changed.
I think,
you know?
Also, when you got pregnant, you took a step away because you didn't want to have it out there at first until you were comfortable.
Yeah, everybody's like, is she pregnant or not? And I was like, don't worry about it. I'm like, I am very much so, but I'm not going to, like, share it with you guys right now because I just wanted to keep something for me. But I did definitely took a break off social media. I was just, it's just a lot sometimes. Like, social media be crazy. So I was just like, you know what? Let me delete the app. I actually deleted the apps because I was just like, you know, that's how you know you, like, mm-hmm. almost addicted to Instagram because mm-hmm. it's just like, you go to click on Instagram, it's not even there. You're like, okay, this is good discipline.
You know? I think it's the worst thing for your mental health. I don't think none of us are designed to get that many opinions about ourselves every mm-hmm. single day.
Right. And the place that we're in and what we do, that's mm-hmm. all people are doing. It's like, we post the outfits, like, does everyone like it or not? Like, it's like, mm-hmm. we're posting it for all these mm-hmm. random people in the world, but it's like, yeah, it's crazy.
When you put out Dead to Me and people responded to that, like a little snippet, mm-hmm. how did that feel? Because it seemed like people were loving it when they heard the little snippet.
Right, the reaction was great. It was crazy. It was cool to, you know, because I have so many different, like, sides to me where I can, like, come with a little baby, just a turn up, or I could come with a easy. And I felt like Dead to Me was in my R&B bag. So I was, like, happy to be in that space again and just, you know, sing and just let people feel me. I feel like it's a really heartfelt record. So people relate, everybody.
Yeah, my dog would invite you. People were commenting.
You seen my dog?
Yeah.
My dog is so big. It's a cane corso.
Oh, I love cane corso.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
They try to be friendly and jump on you and knock you down.
Yeah, he's crazy. Yeah. Big boy. Roman.
Do you ever get to enjoy the moment? Like, just in, like, you know, of your career or, you know, with your child, is just you just enjoying the moment?
It's always different. My life be so crazy. It's always bittersweet. There'll be crazy moments and I'm not even enjoying them because of real life is going on.
Mm.
You know? So it really just depends on the place that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I could be going through something and then great things are happening and I'm just like, damn. Also, it makes me want to appreciate everything that's happening, but it's also like, it'd be bittersweet. Because sometimes, yeah, it'd be bittersweet.
You know what sucks? Some people, and I'm guilty of this too, but I love those albums that are about heartbreak. Yeah. Like, sometimes those are the best songs, honestly. I mean,
Confessions.
I mean, it's
like
true.
Usher,
think about Toni,
like,
Braxton. Yeah. Yeah, Confessions.
Mary J. Blige, My
Amy
Life.
Yeah, some of those are the best. Like,
Because I think the best, almost like, you can't really, like, go wrong when you write music about love. Like, because mm-hmm. everybody either loves or hates or, you know what I mean? It's always that. Like, everybody's gone through that. So it's relatable.
Is know? It actually love? Like, when you look back on it, like, damn, was that love?
Or
was...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I had a baby. Like, of mm-hmm. course. It was definitely love.
All right. And then, so for the baby, your song, well, not the baby,
My baby.
To be clear.
Yeah.
So.
I think you say your baby.
I know, right? The last.
Just say your baby.
Yeah, your baby. Your baby. Your baby, your child. No, maybe your child.
She's actually even
featured.
She's
baby, so it's your baby.
Yeah.
I'm just used to saying that.
How's the baby? How's your baby?
Yeah.
How's the little one?
It definitely is a joke. is funny. Yeah, it's like, it's always a thing. I'm like, all right, guys.
So when did you write the last song? I thought that was a beautiful way, like you said, to close out the album.
Yeah.
She's featured on the song. You can hear her crying, and you're talking about how she's with you for life, holding hands, like just that. So when did you write that song, and did you always know this is going to be how I close it out?
Yeah. The way the project was created, too, I don't know if you guys know, the project was executed by Rodney Jerkins. So like yeah, it was really cool. Like I happened to go to Orlando and I knew he was out there. So I hit him up. I was like, hey, like we should work. And I went to meet with him and he spoke to me and I was like, you don't know what just happened? Like obviously it was a viral thing and he was just like, no, I didn't see it. I was like, oh wow. I was like, so I kinda just explained everything and he was like, oh, you got a story to tell. And I was like, yeah. He had a whole writing camp going on with writers and all that stuff and it was just focused on like demos and things like that. He switched it all up, had everybody like focus on me and make an EP. So it was really cool. Like we had each song, like this is exactly what we need. We don't need that many songs, 7 songs. And yeah, we're gonna end it with Fort Valor to, you know, make it a nice moment and just go through the phases. I feel like it starts strong with Dead to Me. Then it goes into Heartbreaker, Will You Feel Me? Cap, where I'm just, you know, more so talking my shit.
That's the one where you're like, I'm not a side bitch. I was never.
Yeah, never. Mm-hmm. And then Call Me Out My Name, which is more heartfelt and sad and just more reflecting on, you know.
So you were completely open for this. You were completely open and just said, this is my life and this is what I'm going to sing about.
Yeah.
There was nothing that you said, well, I'm going to pull out or I'm not going to use this. You were just like, it is what it is.
I probably held back a little bit on some things just to not be so. Yeah, I actually did change a couple lyrics on some songs. Where I was like, I actually don't need to say things like that. Like, let me be a bigger person, because I don't want to. Yeah.
And you even say it on one of the songs, like, you know, your child is going to hear this one day. And so you want to make sure that later, because when we do things in the moment and then later on, years from now, and everybody's in a better space, you're like, damn, it's still out there.
Right, yeah. That's why I was very careful with it. And I feel like I was respectful. It was just how I felt. You hear it's pure. Like, it's not me talking crazy. It's just, I was hurt. Like, you know?
Now, without talking about the incidents, I was going to ask, without talking about the incidents, everybody knows, everybody's seen. Has your family healed?
That's not true. Everybody knows. Rodney Jerkins didn't know. And I think when we say things like everybody, no, seriously, I think when we say things like everybody, it fucks with us even more. Because we think every room we walk in, that's what the person is thinking about. When they probably don't even know.
A lot of people do know. It was so big. I was just asking, has your family healed? Like, have you had a chance to sit down with mom and your brother and heal on that side and even co-parent where you're able to heal, where at least you can get things on the co-parent side?
I can't control everybody, so I just got to do what I got to do, you know? But everybody's good.
Everybody's good with you.
Yeah, everybody's good.
And so you have new management now? Or how is that working?
Your mom was managing one time, right?
Yeah, she was.
She quit, right?
No, she
didn't. Your mom
That's so just a blog.
That's still wanted to get along, mom.
I know, like.
So you fired. If your mom didn't quit, you fired.
I didn't fire her. No, no, no. Chill out. She'll see me. So she'll kill me. She'll see her. I'm fired.
How do you have that conversation with my mom? You're fired.
No.
Mom, you're dead to me. Like,
chill out. That's not what that song's about.
Chill out.
Danny, like, just stop playing.
Yeah, stop playing.
You beat up at home with my mama now. Don't play with mama now.
Don't play with mama now.
See, we're going too far.
No, my mom, she's a hardworking woman. She's amazing. But we just both very strong personalities, and like I'd rather just not fight with you, like, and it's just like we just have disagreements when it comes to music and different things, and it's just like, I don't know, I just rather you be my mommy now, I got a baby, you be her grandma, like I just want that family aspect. Like I've been in this industry for so long, like I moved to LA when I was 16, so it's just like I'm 27 now, so it's just, it's only been this, it's only been Hollywood, and I really want to just really enjoy like real life and just family and like really get to that place where it's not industry and we're not talking about business, we're not talking about none of that, like, and I'm always holding my family down, like, yeah, I did it for my family always. That's what I always say. I've always done this for my family, to help them, and you know, so it's still that.
What's your mama's sign?
She's a Virgo.
You really don't rock with Virgo.
No, stop playing. I rock with my mom. Stop it.
She loves her mom. Don't do that.
Chill out.
Wow.
Now, when it comes to having Valor, having your child during the pandemic, how hard was it for you to let, like, when, at what point did you say, okay, I'm going to let somebody else babysit?
Oh, my God. Who was the first person I left her with ever? It was probably my family, my mom, yeah, for sure. I have a nanny now, but she's like one of my best friend's moms. So I've known her for years and years. She's a Dominican lady and like, just, you know, I definitely trust her. She lives with me. So it's a blessing because I wouldn't be able to do everything I'm doing right now. So, but I trust her. It was going to be hard because I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I can't take her everywhere. So I'm like, what am I about to do? So, you know, I prayed for that and I got it. So that was like the biggest blessing to be able to keep going.
What are the, some of the things you've been doing for yourself also to make sure that you're like able to work, but also being a new mom is already not easy.
No.
You know, so what are some things and that you could say for all the new moms out there that might be having difficult times as well?
Just you gotta, you know, if your place that you're in is negative, you gotta just do it for your baby. Like, that's what I do it for. Like, that's my, like, everything. Like, sometimes I don't want to do all this stuff and work and travel and all this stuff, but it's like, okay, I know I need to get to that next step in my career so I could really just sit back too and like really give her everything that she deserves. So that's really what I do it for.
I was gonna ask, how were you after you had the baby, right? During the pandemic, did you have postpartum? Did you have to deal with it? Because you were stuck inside. So it's not like you can go out and at least experience life. Like, it was just you and the baby. So how was that?
It was good. Honestly, I liked the downtime. Like, I appreciated being able to just be with her. I was excited. So.
Has it been worth it thus far? Like, just everything. Like, you know, where you are in your career, your personal life. Would you say this, so far, has it been worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have probably, like, stopped or gave up. Maybe if it wasn't worth it and try to do something else. If I wasn't, like, happy and, like, succeeding, I guess. You know?
What keeps you going other than your child?
I mean, I'm like, is that it? I'm just playing. I mean, I guess I love, you know, I love performing. I love dancing. I love making music. I love shooting videos. I love traveling. So it's something I love. I've been doing it forever. So sometimes I feel like I don't love it anymore. But then I remember, like, no, like, that's really, like, what makes me happy. And I can't see myself doing anything else. So unless it's, like, within the industry, maybe, like, tapping into fashion and, like, different things like that. But, yeah.
Are you planning a tour?
I am. I am planning a tour in September. So it's a U.S. tour.
That's Virgo season, by the way, September.
Oh, my God.
She likes Libras better.
So it starts, what, September 9th? Yeah. And it's, like, U.S. I'm excited because my last tour was, what, 2 years ago, my Be Yourself tour. It was dope because it was my own tour as well and sold out. So I was getting prepped for my next tour, then COVID happened, and I was like, dang, I was like excited to get to the next step, but now I'm at that next step, so I'm like, cool. Everything's timing, everything.
Is it just you, or are you going on tour with somebody else?
Yeah, just me. I'm sure we'll find somebody to open. We don't have nobody yet, but yeah.
Who do you like?
Who do I like?
Mm-hmm.
Like a newer artist, I guess you would say? I don't know. There's so many dope artists. Like, everybody's so different, right? Like, I don't know. There's so many good artists out there. I don't know who would make sense, though, to, like, open for me. That's like,
I'm sure you've been thinking about it,
though. Yeah, like, I've been thinking about it, and I've been seeing, like, certain girls, and, like, I don't know. I've been sending some videos to certain girls. I can't remember their names, but they're dope. I don't know.
You know, people ask the cliche question, like, how did motherhood change you? But did, because it clearly changed you, but did, do you remember when you actually felt the change?
Yeah. I felt like with everything, and, like, the place I'm in now, I just feel like I really, like, I've been such a person that, like, really lives life for, like, everybody else, I feel like. And I feel like now I just, I'm like, okay, what do I want to do? Like, what am I going to do? Like, so I feel like that has helped me. And I don't know if that's necessarily motherhood, but just as a woman, I feel like it's helped me to be more stern on what it is that I want in life and, like, things like that versus what everybody else wants from me.
Mm-hmm. What are those DMs looking like?
My DMs, girl.
On fire.
I mean, you know.
We don't know, Dan.
You don't know? I mean, I don't know. I've been getting some DMs, but I don't be opening DMs. I'm not worried about nobody right now. Like,
but I'm just saying, you're a little curious when you get, like, somebody with a blue
check. Yeah, I be looking, and I'm like, look at their page. I'm like, nah. I'm just like, you already know what you about, like, by your page. I can just tell.
Does the man you date have to have children, too?
No. And it's funny because I'm like, I don't really want nobody with children. But then I also thought about it. I'm like, it would be nice to have somebody that knows how to be a dad, too.
Right.
Yeah, so it just got to, you know, make sense. So.
You're like, I have not thought that far ahead yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't you have a relationship with Prince?
A friendship. not a relationship, yeah, because I be seeing blogs saying she used to be with friends.
I didn't mean
I was 18. Stop playing.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant
I did, and he was amazing. I really was super cool with him. I used to run his Instagram.
What?
His Prinstagram. That was my first job, and I used to post pictures and make the captions. If you guys go look at the page, it's still up. Mm-hmm. That was me posting everything. He would just send me the pictures.
How did you meet Prince?
He found me online. I used to do Vine a lot, and he used to like my vines because I guess they were pretty funny, and I would just be like
Prince.
Yeah.
Under Prince,
swear.
Name or something, right?
Huh?
He liked them under another name or something, right?
It wasn't, him?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like his Instagram?
Well, yeah, he didn't have Prince. Prince wasn't liking your...
His Prince? It was called Prinstagram.
Oh.
Prinstagram.
How old were you then?
I was 18. Yeah.
Did you understand this is Prince?
Right, no. I mean, yes, of course, because I know, the legendary Prince, but, it took a minute to really, especially after he passed, too, I'm just dang, I had a song with Prince,
Really?
Directed a video for Prince, Yeah, it was really crazy.
So he liked your stuff, and then y'all would start communicating via DM?
Yeah, through Twitter DM. That's how we would always talk.
Gotta open those DMs, like I said.
Right, just Twitter, though.
I miss Vine.
So random.
So when did he finally, pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I want you to come direct this video?
Yeah, it was first, Nandy and Maya, who used to be his dancers, reached out to me through email, and they're like, Prince, the artist, wants you to submit a video of you dancing to his song. So I did the choreography, sent it to him, and he's like, okay, now he wants you to direct the video, write a treatment. I'm like, okay, so I just wrote a random treatment, and then I got on the phone with him.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was his voice was so deep, and I was like, hello.
You know how amazing that is?
You thought it was fake at first.
I was like, this is wild.
Did you ever meet him?
I did, yeah, a couple times. He flew my family out to Paisley Park. He used to, have movie theaters. One time he, rented out a whole movie theater in L.A., and, his whole band, all of us, came. He went to, this, Latin restaurant in L.A. one time. They had dancing. I don't really know what it's called. But that was one time we met up with him. Went to Paisley Park, I think, a couple times.
Do you keep in touch with any of those people that was around him?
Not really. Mm-mm. No, I was just really cool with him, for real.
I bet your mom was like, yo, you made it.
Right. Yeah, everybody was excited.
That might have been it.
Yeah. My little sister sang for him, because my little sister sings too, and she's mm-hmm. A crazy singer. She sang at his concert, mm-hmm. that he had at Paisley Park.
You guys are like family.
No, for real. He really looked at us like family.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So when he passed, how did that impact you?
It was crazy. I was in Toronto and I heard it. And I literally talked to him the day before. So I was just.
Really?
Yeah, I was crying. That was hard because I was dang, I wanted to make it, and you would still be a part of me, co-signing me, mm-hmm. So it was sad. It was really sad.
What was the conversation the day before?
The day before? I think it might have just been, I swear I could look it up, probably. I can't remember. It was probably just about Instagram at that time. I remember he used to send me, memes and pictures all the time. So he was a goofball. I know you guys probably mm-hmm. heard that about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Did he allow he was not big on taking pictures.
No, he would tell everybody put their phones away for Paisley. We had to put all of our phones away.
So you don't got no pictures?
No. I don't got no pictures of Prince.
Damn, so you just been lying for the last 10 minutes. Just giving us all these great stories.
Stop playing. Damn. I got a pic, a guitar pic that says Prince.
He signed it?
Prince. No.
Why did it say Prince?
It has it on the imprinted.
Wow. Now I'm always intrigued by these stories because I heard Lizzo say the same thing and I'm like, damn, Prince was really tapped into
no pics, you're saying?
No, Prince was really tapped into the up and comers, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. He really did love artistry and artists and stuff. You could tell. He was a musical genius. So it was cool to even be acknowledged by Prince because I'm okay.
So when you get a co-sign by somebody like Prince, why would you ever let the opinions of social media impact you in regards to your music?
I mean, it's hard. I'm a person. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if you imagine the whole world writing stuff about you, that's, you got to be real tough and mm-hmm. have thick skin for that. So, but I've learned to get to that place and,
How is the writer's camp, since you were talking about that a little bit earlier with mm-hmm. Rodney Jerkins?
Yeah.
How does that work? You sit down, you tell what you want, and then you write part of the song, and then people chime in? How does that
work? Some actually, had a couple hooks in there, and then I would write verses, or we would collab. It was just, each song was kind of different. But I think everybody was really on the same page, like on like what would be the perfect project with topic and exactly each song and everything. So they were all really young too, and just R&B heads, like Telly, Risa, like they all just like, they're so talented. Like they would just be running and singing in the hallways, and I'm just like, dang, like you could just felt, like you could just feel like it was just so authentic, like great vibe. I would definitely work with them again for like album or something, but it was there, the chemistry and everybody. It was just comfortable. It was comfortable. I didn't even know them, but it just felt right, so.
Was anybody scared to be a part of this project? Because it's kind of like a diss album.
Oh, my God. No. Nobody was scared.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at it as a diss album, right?
I don't look at it as a diss album.
It's your side.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I don't look at it as a diss album. I try to just, I look at it as like, I almost like feel like it's for my fans as well, cause it ain't even like super on the place that I'm in anymore. Cause mm-hmm. obviously that's a more darker space, mm-hmm. and I don't feel that way. Me and Jonathan are great co-parents. Like we work, like we're good. Like so, it's not like he's dead to me. Like it's not really super real, but it's also like I was so mad at that time. That's how I felt. And there's women right now at that place too. So it's like it's for my fans more so than for myself. But of course, it's for myself to release, but it's more so for them, I feel like.
Right.
All right, what's that tattoo on your hand?
Which one?
I don't know. It's like a figure.
This
or something.
One? Yeah, yeah, my right tag.
Oh, where?
I got so many tattoos.
Well, let's play. Let's play a record off the album. What you want to hear?
Woo.
Let's
wait
play.
To see which one you pick.
No, let's play the same because I got a whole bunch of men in the room.
All and the
it's
same.
And it's for you guys.
What's in that
guys.
Little bag right there?
Oh, my God.
And I'm assuming it's expensive because you plopped it like it's huge. Like, you put it down like
where
this.
Where else are you
going to
put it?
It right? got a D for
it's
the
like end. It's
like a wallet. To be honest, I just bought it, so it literally doesn't have anything in it.
What can you fit in it? You can't fit in
it. It has straps and probably the receipt. Yeah.
The little mini bags are so in right now.
Shout out
so
to Diesel.
Cute.
Give me a little
Oh, that's Diesel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
He said, like, well, it's like it's Diesel. Like, you
I don't know. She said she just bought it. And I was like, y'all got to take Danny somewhere better than Canal Street. That's what I thought to myself. Like, that's what I did.
All right. Well, it's Danny Lay. We're going to get into the song right now. It's the same. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.